Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Chulin, Perek Ches, Mishnah and Mishnah Vav. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Asher Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher Afayin Drziv Kohagon, Bikaruv Mamesh. Now we're discussing cheese making for a little bit. A special enzyme is needed to curdle milk into cheese, and this was often taken from the stomach of a young animal. Now both the stomach and the enzyme, which is called rennet, R-E-N-N-E-T, are known as keva in the Lashon of Mishnah and Gemara. So the Mishnah tells us, kevas nachri v'shal nevela, the keva of a non-Jew and of nevela, which is really the same thing the Farshim explained. We're talking about the keva, which is the enzyme that came from an animal of a non-Jew, which is nevela, harezu asura. It's usur. You can't use it for cheese making because it came from a nevela animal. Now, what about the following? Hamamid ba'arshal kevik shera. A person was mamid, which means he curdled milk inside the skin of a keva of a kosher animal. So he actually took the stomach or the skin of the stomach of the kosher animal, put milk into it, and that drew the enzyme from the stomach, curdling the milk, beginning the cheese making process. So technically, there's no issue here because everything is kosher. However, there is one more problem. Im yash benaisin tam harezu asura. If the stomach of the animal itself, the skin itself, was enough to impart flavor to the milk or to the cheese, then it's usur. The cheese, just in the way that it was made, doesn't have a problem because everything was kosher here. The only issue is that the stomach or the skin of the stomach is considered meat, and therefore if that meat or that skin imparted flavor to the milk or to the cheese, then it'd be usur because of that. Another then, ksheira shiyanka min atrefa kevas asura. You have a kosher animal that nursed from a trefa, so its keva is usur. And that's because even though the animal itself is kosher, the milk that's inside the stomach, which becomes this enzyme that helps the cheese making process, so that's problematic because that came from treif milk and therefore it's usur. Whereas treifa, shiyanka mina ksheira, a treifa that nursed from ksheira, kevas muteres, that's kevas mutter, because it's just gathered in its stomach. It's not part of the actual animal. You're right, the animal that we're taking the keva from is a treifa, is problematic. But this enzyme itself is not really part of the animal, it's just called konus bimea, it's gathered in its stomach, gathered in the insides, but not part of it, and therefore it's actually mutter to use. Moving on to Mishnah Vav, now we discuss two other parts of an animal that are usur. And we mentioned one of them previously, that's the chelev. Chelev is forbidden fats of an animal. In the times when we had a Beis HaMikdash and brought karbanos, so those fats were put on the Mizbeach, and even when we do not have a Beis HaMikdash, those fats are still usur, and if a person eats them, he's chayv kares. If he eats them by mistake, he was a shoygig, so he'd be chayv a karban chatos, and the other one is blood. Blood is also usur to eat. If one eats them amazing, he's chayv kares. If he does a b'shoygig, he's also chayv a karban. So here the Mishnah says, there's a chomer, there's a stringency that we find by chelev over blood, and we find the stringency by blood over chelev. Chomer b'chelev, what's the chomer, the stringency that we find by chelev? Shachelev ma'alin bay, that one could be over me'ila with chelev. We know that being over me'ila is when a person benefits from hektish. So if this chelev was from an animal that was hektish, and a person benefited from it, he used it for his own personal needs, he would be over me'ila, even though anyway these chalavim are asur, still he's over me'ila. And also, v'chayav an olav mishon pigol nicer v'tamei, he's chai because of pigol, nicer, and tamei. These are all things relating to a carbon. We learned about them in Masechah Zvachim and Menachos. Pigol is when a carbon is processed with a machshava, with a thought, that part of it is going to be chutzlis manoi, beyond its proper time. And if one eats from its meat, he's going to be chayav kares. Nicer is when a carbon is left past the time it's allowed to be eaten. Most carbons are only allowed to be eaten for a day and a night. And so any meat that's left over beyond that night is considered nicer. And tamei is referring to iser, that when a person who he himself is tamei, he's not allowed to eat kadshim meat. So with all these things, if a person ended up eating chelev that was from an animal that was pigol, or that it was nicer, or that he himself was tameh, he's going to be chayv a carbon for that. Again, besides the fact that he ate chelev, he's going to be chayv another carbon for eating it because of pigol, nicer, or tameh. Masha enkim adam, this doesn't apply to blood. If he benefits from blood of an animal, he's not over me'ila, and he's not going to be chayv for pigol, nicer, or tameh. On to the next thing, v'chomer badam, the chomer that we find by dam is that shahadam noig bebehema v'chayv v'oif, the isra of eating blood is both by animal blood, wild animal blood, and bird, bein tameh and bein taharim, whether it's not kosher or kosher. The isra of chelev is only by a kosher behema, not by a chaya and not by an oif. We're going to stop it for the day. Epic up tomorrow with Perek Tes, Mishnah Aleph and Beis. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.